I don't know what condition is are there now. Hopefully all four are doing okay, but it's hard to know that. I have reached out to the Federation of Canadian Municipalities a couple of times to get more information. They're busy people. Our staff has stepped up and said, you know what, let us do it. You know, a lot of, I still remember this. I still remember, you know, President Zelensky's, you know, Man of the Year, whatever kind of thing on Time Magazine. But the thing that really struck home to me was when the Russians invaded, when the Putin and his, you know, war criminals crossed the border and invaded. The West offered Zelensky a way out. We'll get you know, the special ops people in there. We'll get you out. We'll get you to a safe country.
Government in exile stuff, kind of pattern, yeah.
And what did Zelensky say? No thanks. I don't need a ride. I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Good for him. And in the early days of the war, you saw photographs of kids, you know, I know you're not a kid, but people younger than you, you know, with skateboard knee pads and, you know, helmets on and, you know, learning how to fire Kalashnikovs. You saw poets and professors and plumbers and stepping up. I mean, these people are fighting for our democracy too. You know, we have the luxury of, you know, we'll buy some anti-aircraft stuff from the Americans and send it to you. We have that luxury. Our cities, our Prince Edward County isn't rubble and charred, and our economy hasn't lost a third of its whump. And, you know, millions of people in this country are not sleeping without electricity tonight. We owe a lot to these Ukrainians. And their resilience and their determination to be a free country and a democratic country.